Number 9.
Hello, Michael. How are you liking your new position? I hear it's been keeping you on the road quite a bit.
Yes, I've spent more time abroad recently than I have at home.
I envy you. I'm tired of going to the office every single day.
Well, even though I'm traveling, mostly all I get to see is the inside of hotels and factories.
I hope you're not regretting changing positions.
No, things should settle down soon.
Question: What does the woman imply?
Number 10.
Morning, Deborah. Hey, are you okay?
What? Oh, sorry, Stan. I'm just in a bad mood.
What happened?
I got confused while transferring at Baxter Station and almost missed my usual train. It's like a maze now because of the construction.
They're doing major renovations, right?
Yes. And the directions for passengers were unclear. I never thought I'd get lost in the train station I use every morning.
How long will the work continue?
Until the end of the year. I guess I'll have to get used to it.
Question: Why is the woman in a bad mood?
Number 11.
Have you finished that book already?
Yes. Since I turned 50, I've been trying to read more for mental stimulation. I want to stay sharp and alert.
That's great. Lately, all I ever read are boring work-related documents and manuals.
That does sound dull. These days, I'm mostly reading historical fiction. Although sometimes I try to read science books for general audiences.
Maybe I should start reading some fiction as well, before I forget how to enjoy a book.
Question: Why is the woman reading books?
Number 12.
Which trail should we take, Jack?
Trail A looks like the easiest one. The cable car carries us halfway up the mountain, and then we hike for about an hour to the peak.
How about something more challenging? I think we could handle climbing the whole way.
I don't know. All the overtime I've been working recently has really cut into my workouts. I'm not sure my legs will carry me all the way up.
All right. Trail A it is then.
Question: What do we learn about the man?